Blog Talk Radio.
Kathy Holloway Hill, and you have me for the next 30 minutes, and I am very, very excited about tonight's show. I have a wonderful guest, and I will be bringing her on the line shortly, but I just wanted to make a couple of announcements to my loyal listeners. I'm not going to ruin the surprise. I'm just going to tell you to go to my website, www.chollowayhill.com, and just keep an eye out for a very special surprise that's going to be coming up. Recently, I kicked off my Lies, Love, and Life tour in Indianapolis, Indiana, and some great things came about as a result of that. So I want you to go to my website and check it out, and I think you're going to be very, very pleased with what you find there, because all the attendees of the workshop in Indianapolis, there's a special offer there for you and a special gift just to say thank you for taking control of your life and just making that first step toward a commitment of having what you want, because you have to do what it takes to have what you want. You can't continue to do the same things and expect to get a different result, and we all know that that is the definition of insanity, to continue to do the same thing over and over and expect a different result. So I am really excited about that, so I want you to just take some time and check that out, okay? We have a great guest that's going to be joining us this evening, and I am so excited to have Miss Marsha Friedman, who is the CEO. She is phenomenal. Her bio is so very extensive that I'm not going to even try to attempt to go into her bio. I am going to allow her to come on the line and talk about her many accomplishments. She is an amazing lady, and I also want to say that she is the founder and CEO of the publicist that I'm working with, and I'm so happy to bring Marsha on the line. Are you there, Marsha?
I sure am, Kathy, and how wonderful to be here with you. I got to tell you, just knowing what you do and your passion to motivate people, just listening to you just for those first few minutes, honey, I am motivated. I'm like, I was tired. It was the end of the day.
Yay, absolutely. And I tell you, I have been working with your team for the last month or so, and I am so thoroughly impressed, Marsha, because obviously you have set the stage. You've set the climate, because your staff, they are just raring to go. They have done so many things already, and the opportunities that they have gotten for me, the interviews and the opportunities to write in National Magazine, Shape Magazine, wow, that's an amazing feat. So, I mean, I could just go on and on about the opportunities I've had in just such a short period of time. So I'm so anxious for you to talk about what you do, and especially your business, you know, helping people to promote their products and promote their services, because you guys do a phenomenal job. So I'll just let you start out by giving a little bit of background about your bio.
Well, thanks, Kathy. Well, first of all, I'm just thrilled to know that that's happening. You know, we're just beginning with you. One of the things I think that, as you mentioned, we're a publicity firm. I started the company 23 years ago, so I've been doing this for a long time. Also one of the pioneers in the pay-for-performance model of PR agencies, which just simply means, you know, we don't charge a standard retainer, a monthly retainer that most agencies do. Instead, we're, our fees are based on performance and guaranteed media. So, you know, when I started the company, Kathy, honest to God, I didn't, like, wake up and decide, oh, I want to be a PR person. I didn't even know it existed. I fell into it mostly because of my love for kind of helping people market and promote, you know. So it was very fortuitous that I realized this was an area that took my what I love doing most and helping other people by getting them radio interviews or TV appearances or editorial coverage in print, which is what we're doing for you. But I think that what makes us different, and you were just speaking about our team, I think what makes us different has a little to do with the fact that I didn't come from a PR world. I didn't go to college to, I know some of your listeners are probably going, oh, no, but I didn't. I didn't go to college to, you know, study PR. I didn't go work in the PR world or field or anything.
And that's actually a great thing. I'm sure my listeners are listening right now saying, oh, great. I mean, I don't have to do all of that as long as I follow my passion.
Kathy, that was it. You know, that was it, really understanding what it is that you're passionate about and identifying that and then creating your own opportunity to make it happen. So,
right.
You know, I just built the business based around how what I thought needed to be done as a marketer. And so that's kind of, you know, from day one, that's how we built it. And we're just, my staff are all media pros. That's the other thing that makes us a little different. They all have a media background. So they know what the other side is interested in and what, you know, what kind of pitches they want to get. And so I think that, that really does make our, you know, how we do things so different and why we're able to really guarantee the performance of getting media coverage for our clients.
Yes. And I want to just go ahead and get this out there because, hey, you know, I am going to give a testimonial because I have worked with Marcia. I've worked with her staff. They are so committed. They are so professional. I mean, they keep in touch with me. They always let, if I have any questions, they're there for me. It's like, I know they have tons of other clients they're working with, but I feel like I am the only client that they have. And that is what makes for a great organization. When your client can feel like they are special, they are unique, they are the ones that are getting the attention at that moment. Because no one wants to feel like, well, we'll get to you when we can because we've got other people that we're working with. I've never, ever felt that way. Not to mention, I mean, just in a short period of time, all of the opportunities that I have had thus far, opportunities to write for publications on websites that have, you know, over a million people over a million hits to the site, they want me to write articles on their site. So the exposure is massive. The opportunities are just massive in a short period of time. So before we get off this call or before we're done this interview, please, 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 let's do that right now. Give my listeners your website or how they can look at some of your services, what you have to offer, so that they can go there and check it out. Because I know there are a ton of entrepreneurs that are on the line and listening right now. I have a ton of people that are dialed in listening, so I want to make sure they get that information.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. Our website address is EMSE, that's E for Edward, M for Marcia, S for Sam, I, publicrelations.com. And, you know, that really tells the story, and it also kind of gives an example of all the media that we get. You know, you, for our clients, by the way, you hit on something that I think is critical for your business as an entrepreneur, my business as an entrepreneur, and all of your listeners. You know, I think that every one of us has to cherish our clients in order to really keep our business, don't you? Particularly in today's competitive market.
That's right.
That's the secret sauce. I mean, just like you do with yours, we cherish, you know, sometimes we miss, but, man, we're all about loving our clients and trying to really deliver in abundance what they're paying us to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know people always want to feel like, everybody wants to feel like they are special and unique. And I do a lot of corporate training, and that's one of the things that I have been doing in my cultural diversity training. And that's a very, very big area, especially for healthcare, because I've been working with some healthcare organizations. And I'm teaching the nurses and doctors, you would think that you didn't have to teach that, but when you're so caught up in your daily work and you're caught up in trying to help sick people, sometimes you forget that those people just really want to connect with you. They want to have a relationship with you. They want to know that you care about them. And I know they have tons of patients and other people that they need to see and try to help. But even if it's just a 3-minute interaction with that person or a 2-minute interaction with that person, they want to feel special in that short period of time. They don't want to feel rushed. They don't want to feel like they're just, you know, a herd of cattle. They're one among many. It's not a one-size-fits-all. You have to individually customize your message and your connection with that person.
Absolutely. And Kathy, I think that goes as well to another thing that you and I share very much in common, which is passion, having passion for what you do.
Yes.
You and I both know that that's really a critical path everybody has to journey on to really find what that is in order to be able to deliver that quality of service that you're talking about, particularly in the healthcare industry. By the way, I love something out of your book, where your wonderful book, Lies, Love, and Life, where you talk about that lifestyle-based life rather than value-based. I mean, I'm so with you on that. I mean, it's critical for any of us to succeed. You know, I talk about becoming an expert celebrity, which also has to do with finding your passion. And, you know, it's really for those who, like you, really want to take it to the next level and really share all the valuable information that you have so that you can motivate and help others. But, you know, in order to be able to do that, it's got to be a passion, whether you're delivering healthcare or motivating other people or helping them with their taxes, whatever it is. It's commitment. It's got to be born out of passion.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're in it for the money, don't do it. I've been there, done that. I was in corporate America, worked for a global dynasty, IBM. And I'm sure you read that in the book as well. I had everything, all the external stuff that money can buy. I was allowing myself to be validated by others. And things. I wanted those things and other people to appreciate me, and I wanted to use those possessions and that stuff and the houses and the cars, and I wanted people to like me because of that. But that's not what it's all about. It's all about how you can connect with other people. When you can connect with someone else on an emotional level, because emotions are what drives us. Emotions touch every single thing that we do in life.
Right. Yep. They sure do. But, you know, and I know you, particularly because this is your area of expertise, I find it as well that a lot of people really have a difficult time figuring out what their purpose is, you know. How do I get there? How do I differentiate myself from others, you know, once you've identified what it is? And I think that, you know, that's part of it. I think that people need to realize that that isn't necessarily an easy thing to define. I mean, it takes a lot of looking inward, you know, asking yourself the right questions, you know, the ones, the obvious ones, like, you know, what excites me? What makes me want to get up in the morning and get started?
Right.
I know you come across that too, that problem of really helping somebody identify that and get there. But, man, once you're there, it changes your life.
It truly, truly does. But just as I say in my book, Lies, Love, and Life, we're so busy getting caught up in that perpetual cycle over and over, telling ourselves, well, I don't have enough time. One of the activities that I do in my, because I'm turning this into a national workshop tour with the book, is I ask people to map out their day. Because I hear that all the time. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. But when someone maps out their day and I ask them to write down every single thing you do, day and night, I don't care if it's standing in line or sitting in line at the drive-thru at Starbucks. I don't care what it is. If it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, write it down. And when you go through your day and you look at that document that you just mapped out, and I don't care, talking to your girlfriends on the phone, surfing the web, going to Facebook, whatever it is, every single time people can see at least 2 hours, where they have used some time that they could pull back and use that time in a more constructive manner, where they can do their affirmations and they can do their meditation, their relaxation, and they can connect with that higher power to understand and learn what it is you're passionate about. Because the only way you're going to know who you are is to know whose you are. They go hand in hand.
I love that. I love that.
Yep. So you can't know what you're here on this earth for unless you know how to connect with your higher power.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It works every time.
Now, Marcia, I really want to, because I knew this interview was going to go fast, but I want to talk about your amazing book, Celebratize Yourself. Let's talk about that, because it is phenomenal. Now, I've read the book, but I want you to just tell our listeners what that's about and how it can help them.
Well, you know, from being in the business that I'm in, I realized early on that there was a common denominator with a lot of my clients who we would get on the air on radio and TV. And the common denominator was that, because I was working with professionals, and the common denominator was clearly they had a book. They understood the power of having a book as a marketing vehicle. And today, I think especially, it's more true than ever before because of how, you know, easy it is in the publishing industry to publish your own book and have it be done in a way that's it matches the quality of your communication in your profession. So I realized, oh, my goodness, there's a formula here for people, individuals, professionals, CEOs, entrepreneurs who really want to brand themselves and take their level, you know, their business up a notch. And so there's became this obvious celebrity that we started seeing happening in the media all the time. I mean, today we live in a celebrity world. We've got celebrity chefs, celebrity doctors, celebrity attorneys. I mean, I think around the time of the O.J. Simpson, we started seeing the celebrity attorney. You know, before that, we had the celebrity chefs. And, you know, look at Julia Child is a perfect person who created the whole Food Network, but it started with a book. Rachel Ray, same thing. Following that, Susie Orman in the financial industry, all of these people are experts in their field, but they decided they wanted to also move up to being really recognized as that expert, you know, by the masses. And that's critical. So I wrote the book about how to become an expert celebrity and what's involved in it, because today, as you know, Kathy, the opportunities in the media are, you know, nothing like we've ever seen before. You can have your radio show as you do. You got to be good in order to keep an audience like you are. But nevertheless, the point is the opportunities are there. You've got specialty shows on radio. So if you're, you know, even if you've written a book on interior design, you've got, you know, HGTV, or you've written it on food, you've got the Food Network, you've got news talk shows. So there's opportunities for you to be a guest on radio shows, TV shows today.
Right.
And then, of course, with the internet, you know, you've got all this print media online. So there are, the point is, if somebody has the real desire, they've figured out what their passion is, and they've moved into that field as you know, practicing, and they have a business in that field, well, the opportunity to take it to the next level and really be defined as the how-to person or the expert in their field is much easier to be done today than ever before, and that's why I wrote the book. So it kind of walks you through, you know, do you want this and what's involved in becoming it and how do you define what your message is, you know,
right,
when you go out there and what the different mediums are. So it's a, but it's a real, I think it's a real, you know, I try to write it as a real easy read, you know, that somebody could
right,
go through, but give them enough information to help any business owner, no matter what their field is, really take it to the next level. And that's what the book is about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you started from some humble beginnings. So tell our listeners a little bit about that, because we know it's not always easy to just jump straight to the top.
Oh, my goodness, 23 years, yeah.
Absolutely.
All of us, you know, who have decided that we really love the business of having a business, you know, it's not overnight. It's a constant build-up, and it's a constant problem-solving. But, you know, I think, Kathy, the biggest thing that I had in my favor was that I really wanted to make the business go. I had a real commitment to making it, to driving it. I love solving problems, so, you know, maneuvering around the problems of any business cycle, I kind of enjoyed the challenge. But, you know, I also needed to make it work. I needed the business. I needed the income. So at the time that I started the business, I didn't have any, you know, rich husband. I had a wonderful husband, but we needed two incomes. And I just had a lot of perseverance, a lot of courage to make it happen, and I worked hard. And really, but it was 23 years of hard work and trying to be as smart as I possibly could, going through all the twists and turns that any business can take you.
Right.
And
that
I think
is
being
so
a woman,
true.
Kathy, right? And, you know, also I think because we have those added hats of being the mom, the wife, you know, so running the business while you've got the kids, or in my case now it's the grandkids, but growing up, you know, there were many a night that my kids were parked in my office with a blanket while mom was, you know, working hard. But it's hard
yes.
work, but it's driven by that passion. It's got to be.
And that is so true, Marcia, because, I mean, we all know that you've got to commit it. I hear so many people talk about that I don't have time situation, which is why I love the exercise that I just mentioned about, you know, mapping out your day and see how much time you can pull back, because when you're committed to a goal, you'll do whatever it takes. When you're interested in a goal, you will only do what's convenient. So you're going to always make those excuses. You're going to always have a reason why you don't have time to do something, because you're not committed. And that commitment has to be there, because otherwise it's going to always be an excuse.
And then 20 years from now, we sit back and look at, oh, my God, I've wasted all those years. And then it doesn't get any easier. It gets so much harder at that point. So
yes.
I think time can be our worst enemy. And you're right. It's something that needs to be conquered. And sometimes, look, necessity drives the bus very often. It's almost, you know, looking out, well, what if I didn't have this 9-to-5 job? How would I be able to survive? And being able to look at all of those options and look at them as opportunities. You know, where can I create the opportunity so I can live my life in a way that I'm going to be happy doing what I want to do? Because we all know just collecting a paycheck on a 9-to-5 grind isn't going to take any of us where we need to go. And it doesn't just affect us. It affects every dynamic of our life, right? Our families, our spouse, our children.
Right.
So I think it's critical to step back and as you say, just really look at those opportunities and see what I love the idea, you know, the analogy of just kind of getting on a bus and not knowing where the bus goes. You know, we can't
right.
that it doesn't work well in life. It's much smarter to figure out, what's my destination? Okay, good. What bus do I need to get on so I can go there? And how long is that bus ride? And being realistic with what it takes, because it does take time and effort to build that business. But if you stick with it, boy, the reward is fabulous.
It sure is. It sure is. It's just something that just can't be matched. Now, I want to just mention quickly, because we're coming up on our last 5 minutes of the show, but tell our listeners how we can listen in to your – this lady is just amazing. You have so many things that are going on in your life, and you're so successful at all of these things. You have a nationally syndicated talk radio show. It's entitled The Family Roundtable. Now, how can we tune into that?
We're actually on hiatus. Oh, my God, and I talk about passion. It's so funny that you mentioned we're on hiatus for right now, so I will let you know when we're back on the air. But, Kathy, that's something that I love doing, family issues, because I'm a mom and a grandmother, so I kind of did that. But, you know, people can actually I put out a
– I love that title, The Family Roundtable.
Family Roundtable, I know. We should talk about that and figure out what to do. Because it's all about that, you know, family and you know, working with just making it all work together. But
mm-hmm.
we also have the PR Insider newsletter. So if any of your listeners are interested in, you know, identifying that unique message, you know, how they can celebritize themselves so that they become branded as an expert in their field, I put out a weekly newsletter twice a week just filled with PR tips and marketing tips. So if they go to my website, emsipublicrelations.com, they can sign up for the PR Insider newsletter, and it's a free subscription.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Marcia. That is great, great information. So everyone who's listening in, because if you and the live listeners, we have a ton of people lined up, and I'm so sorry. Sometimes we can maybe take one or two calls, but, you know, we're running down on time. But please go to Marcia's website, sign up for her newsletter, and please, I'm definitely encouraging you to buy her book. If you are a business owner, even if you're not a business owner, even if you're just doing something as a hobby or on the side, learn how to turn it into a monetized stream of income, because that's what it's all about these days. I mean, you know, corporate America is they're laying off. I mean, these organizations they're trying to scale back and cut back. So we've got to get creative and learn how to bring in multiple streams of income, which I actually talk a lot about in my first book, Emotional Bailout. But we've got to learn how to monetize ourselves in many ways. So I encourage you to also get her book in addition to signing up for that free. That's the optimal word here, is free. Everybody loves free stuff. So please do that. And I'm going to ask Marcia to just take us out with about 30 seconds worth of just very inspirational, motivational advice and encouragement for people out there who are really trying to get their bearings and move into their purpose-driven life. What is some advice you have?
Well, I think the first thing is you really need to define what your passion is. And then you really, you know, it's we're all purpose-driven, and that's the basic foundation. And, you know, it's what am I enthusiastic about? How do I want to help people? Who can benefit from the information that I have to offer? How is it going to help them? And why am I the person to bring this information to somebody? I think those are critical things that you have to ask yourself in building that foundation for wherever it is you want to go.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Marcia, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm sure my guests, I mean, these lines are just really, 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 I mean, they're piling up in the queue now. And I'm so, so sorry I wasn't able to bring anyone on the line. But we are definitely going to have Marcia back, because she has so many tips and just a wealth of knowledge. So thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us this evening. And we are going to sign off for now, but we will be back next week with another episode of Living by Design. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Kathy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.